It's David Linnell, Principal and CEO of Cornwall College. Today's event's the launch of Unlocking Potential, which builds on Unlocking Cornish Potential. And the aim is to encourage the development of entrepreneurs in Cornwall, and which in turn will lead to the growth of the Cornish economy. The main speaker today is Digby Jones. We've been really privileged to have him to join us because he's inspirational. We hope that he will give good ideas and stimulate debate about what needs to happen within Cornwall.
If it wasn't for the wealth that business creates, there wouldn't be any tax, any council tax. There would be no job in Britain. And what is essential, especially now, is that potential is...
I'm Lord Digby Jones. I'm former Director General of the CBI and Minister of State for Trade and Investment. And it's a privilege to be here in St Ives today to launch Unlocking Potential. You see, we live in a globalised economy. There's no such thing as a free ride anymore. This is Asia's century. And this nation and this county will survive, indeed, will create a better future for our children if we move to the value-added, innovative, quality, branded end of the provision of goods and services, and if we provide public services with less taxpayers' money and actually do it to a higher quality. Now, all of that is achievable if, one, we have more and better skilled people, and that means let's make Cornwall the first place in Britain that eradicates people leaving school, medical condition absent, who cannot read, write and count. At the moment, half the people who take a GCSE do not get grade C or above in English and maths. And that's after 11 years of full-time, free, compulsory education. Secondly, we do have to get an understanding in our society how important business is, especially small business. And Cornwall is stuffed full of good entrepreneurship. And we do have to get people making rules, people using tax as a way of incentivising, not penalising, and a public sector that works with the grain. And Cornwall is well equipped, actually, with a county council and indeed with local authorities who actually do understand the importance of business. And with their investment in roads, the dualling of the A30, in ports, the improvements and refurbishment of Falmouth Harbour, and with the programme for schools and making sure that people actually can get a university education with help from the council taxpayers, they do understand how important it is to a local authority to create an environment in which business can succeed. And then thirdly, we need leadership. And leadership isn't just about leaders of councils and prime ministers and peers of the realm. Leadership is about everybody in our society. If you're in a position where you can influence, good or bad, somebody else's day, you can be a leader. And that means train your people better, have an eye to the environment, and then help those who can't to a place where they can. If people won't, then we do need, I'm afraid, to really get tough. But for those who can't, business should be there to give them a leg up, to help them, so that we are socially inclusive in the way we go about our wealth creation. And at the same time, we have an awareness in society that the world has changed forever. So, for instance, don't penalise employers who take on one more person. Don't make them pay national insurance contributions for employers. Don't penalise a young person who puts up with the teasing down the pub and actually goes into work for the national minimum wage rather than stays at home on the dole. Let them earn that money without paying tax. And by the way, they would then spend that in our society and create another job. And at the same time, let us celebrate success and not be frightened of it.
What would you say Cornwall's strengths are that it can take forward to the future?
I think Cornwall's in the right place to develop sustainable energy. It's windy, it's got high tides, and that means that it's in absolutely pole position for the development of independent energy sources and sustainable energy sources. That's hugely important in the 21st century. It actually has politicians, local politicians, who get it. They do understand the world's change, and they understand how important business is. That is really a really good asset. And in the development of creative industries and in the development of high-value tourism and all that means, then you do have entry-level sectors where you excel that younger people can find work. Now, that is a very important thing as well.
Yet they're doing it again, aren't they, the other two parties? They're all at it. On one side, they've elected this furry little woodland creature as their leader, got in with the block vote of the RSPCA. And on the other side, we've got a Chancellor who's just come off his gap year. They're all at it.
My name is Charles Reynolds. I own and run CJ Medical and the chairman of the Cornwall 100 Club. I'm very impressed by what Lord Digby Jones has had to say and how small events and occurrences that take place in large growing economies such as China and India can dramatically affect and influence the future that we see here in Cornwall. And I believe it's very important that a group of entrepreneurial, like-minded, small to medium enterprise and large businesses get together to help unlock the potential of this county and to deliver and help with the goals of numeracy, literacy and development of our youth to help grow the future.
My name is David Brewer. I'm the chairman of CPR Regeneration and also the chairman of Brewer & Bunny Limited. And this morning, it's been inspirational. The level of the addresses has been inspiring, and the messages are reinforced, those messages that Mark Smith and his team have been putting together in any case, and which I think is probably understood by most businesses in Cornwall. But they need inspiring from time to time, and I think this is really building on the work that has been done with the Unlocking Cornish Potential programme over the last few years.
I'm Mark Smith, and I'm the Interim Director of Unlocking Potential. Unlocking Potential is a way of sharing information between firms in a very constructive and forthright way. We have a simple system where we start with an Enterprise Heroes inspirational event. From that event, people get ideas, they meet other people, they wish to take things further. We then have a constructive conversation with those individuals to find out who they want to learn with, what they want to learn, how they want to go forward. We put those people into learning collectives. Those collectives then work on a problem themselves, drawing down resources which we provide until they come up with aspects that they want to work on. Practices they want to take forward or innovations they want to make. We support them through a series of workshops to undertake that work, and all the way through we are collecting data, collecting research, looking at what they're doing, looking at the things influencing them carefully if some of the things are confidential, to make sure that we can feed back into further designs for further Enterprise Heroes events the things that are the most popular.
What is the end result you want to see out of this programme?
I want to see more businesses in Cornwall growing and developing at their pace in the way that they want it to grow. I also want to see more people working together, looking to amplify their own skills by applying other people's skills from different industries to their business, and just generally see the robustness of Cornish industry improve.
I'm so excited to hear from this lady. And Laura Tennyson is joining us today. Laura founded JoJo. She's the founder and MD. The business started back in 1993. It's the UK's foremost niche multi-disciplined specialist in the pregnancy and baby market. She operates in the area from pregnancy right the way through to preschool, so very important 4 or 5 years of your life when you need that inspiration. An amazing journey. I'm not going to tell you anymore because Laura is the best person to share her amazing journey with you. Please put your hands together and enjoy the incredible and inspirational Laura Tennyson. Good afternoon, I hope you all had a good lunch. I hear you didn't actually get any wine, and I can guarantee this isn't vodka. I wish it was, because I'm very nervous, even after years of public speaking. I don't really...
I'm Laura Tennyson, and I'm the founder and managing director of JoJo Maman Bibi. We're a multi-channel retailer. We have stores across the country, a catalogue and a website. And I'm here today at this event to encourage small and medium-sized businesses to talk to each other. I think the most important thing I've heard today is that this is all about peer-to-peer advice. It's all very well getting advice from consultants, but unless people have actually been there and done it themselves, how relevant is that advice going to be to the small businesses in Cornwall?
In your presentation, you gave a run-through of your four I's. Can you quickly give us another run-through of those four I's?
As I said in my presentation, I don't think there's really very much difference between a mature business and a startup business, but you need to have what I call the four I's. You need to have inspiration, very important to inspire people around you. You need to have imagination. You need a great marketing plan. You need to have
innovation.
Absolutely. Thank you. Innovation, so important. Keep coming up with new ideas. Keep developing those ideas into new markets. And for me, as a working mum, I need to be able to cope with insomnia because, quite frankly, there aren't enough hours in the day to get as much sleep as I need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name's Alison Glover. I'm the programme director for Unlocking Cornish Potential. The launch today of the new Unlocking Potential Enterprise programme has been fantastic. We've all sought inspiration, and we've certainly got it today in bucket loads. And what I hope people are going to take away today is a little bit of that inspiration. The atmosphere has been fantastic. People are buzzing. People have got their heads up. They're thinking. And that's what this programme is about. It's about giving our businesses some headspace to go away, have a think about the big questions, and really start to engage with their own peer community as well as us to facilitate answering those big questions and really helping businesses to learn to get better and better and better. You know, Cornwall is in a fantastic position. We've got the highest growth outside of the southeast, and we've got to stay on that trajectory. And the only way that we will do that is to innovate and to learn and to find new ways of doing things and new people to learn from. And that's what this programme is all about.
This isn't the only event, is it? You've got other events.
We have. This is the first event of five that are going to be taking place over the next 2 or 3 weeks across Global Enterprise Week. On Monday today, we were at Tregenna Castle with Digby Jones and Laura Tennyson from JoJo. On Wednesday, we are at St Melian from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock with Deirdre Bounds, the founder of I2I, the gap year company, an incredible entrepreneur. And a couple of local enterprise heroes with her, Amanda Barlow from Spiezia Organics and Hugh Ridgway from the St Moritz Hotel. So again, we're going to have a fantastic opportunity to have that international and local inspiration for our businesses. On Friday, it's all about digital. It's about the digital vision. We have Shah Wasmond. We have Anne Holman. These entrepreneurs are at the top of their game in digital, and digital is the future. Cornwall has a fantastic opportunity with Superfast. Every business has to exploit every opportunity that digital can present it.
One of the things you're hoping to do is bring down those big name speakers, isn't it? Over a period of months.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning, and that's the really exciting thing here. We've got five events running up until Christmas. Next year, we'll have another four events where we will bring down the people that our businesses are telling us they want to hear from. So we're listening to who inspires you. We're listening. We're looking out for those enterprise heroes who can really bring their excitement, their innovation, their energy, and their entrepreneurial spirit to Cornwall so that we can share it.